Now, how many people are in these coordinated groups?
So in terms of the numbers of pages that we're talking about here, we've got like dozens of pages on Facebook and Instagram. In terms of like the mass reach, it's not even about whether you believe it. And there are some people who will believe it. But it's about the drip, drip, drip impact of this stuff. It's like impressionistic, and it leaves that feeling. It's like when we were talking about the war propaganda. It's like the same thing.
Yeah.
It just like creates a narrative over time that you come to believe a kind of version of reality that doesn't actually exist.
Absolutely. And it's very difficult for us to take stock of how our perception of reality has gradually shifted over time. The things that would have outraged us 10 years ago now don't even touch the sides, right? I mean, there's about 10 news stories a day today that would have shocked and been like, you know, a reason for cancellation of a politician's career 10 years ago. All of these stories don't even make it into headlines anymore. But that's because our reality, our perception of reality, has been gradually shifted over time. And when you're seeing slopaganda, when you're seeing this stuff, it just shifts the Overton window in your own brain.
Yeah, and that is the kind of cumulative impact of this. Whether you believe it or not, ultimately, it can change how people vote. It can change people's perception of like society and politics and everything that's going on. And it's getting a huge number of views and likes, which means that it's getting pushed to more people and people within the UK or outside of the UK. And I think what's crucial here is just the element of deception. There'll be people seeing these accounts who genuinely believe that they are like British news accounts or pro-UK accounts, and they are not.
Is that legal?
That's important. Yeah, it's totally legal.
And what about in terms of the platforms? Does it break their own rules?
So all of the social media platforms have guidelines about AI content, labeling it, removing like particularly malicious AI content or accounts sharing it.
Well, they're pretending to be from the UK.
Well, exactly.
That's a lie.
There are rules around impersonation and around influence ops. But anything that sits in this harmful but legal section, they just seem to do a lot less about it. I've obviously contacted Meta, so Meta own Instagram and Facebook, about this, and they got back to me. They said, "We take coordinated inauthentic behavior seriously and have specialized global teams constantly working to identify and disrupt this type of activity. We'll take action on any content or accounts which violate our community standards, which apply to all content regardless of whether it's created by AI or by a person."
One thing that did strike me about what you just said is that it's only dozens of accounts in these groups. I think what that shows is how vulnerable these platforms are and these algorithms are to manipulation. It only takes 12 accounts to reshape the discourse of an entire country's social media feed. And I saw this with Andrew Tate as well. It was a small group of guys who were like, we could game the algorithm if we do this. And they made him the most famous person overnight. I think that says something about how weak and vulnerable these algorithms and these companies are.
Yeah. And I think that if you look at the numbers, like some of these AI videos, lots of them have got more than a million views. Some of them have got like 5 million views, six. Like this is massive. This is not like small accounts that are getting like a couple of hundred likes and comments. And also they deliberately comment trying to boost their content in the algorithm. And I think that as ever, the technology and the accessibility of AI and how much it's improved in terms of how convincing it is and all of that stuff, it's moved so much quicker than the politicians trying to regulate the social media companies, or even then the social media companies themselves can necessarily keep up with. Like some of these posts are labeled as AI, but quite a lot of them haven't been.
I think the accounts that you've identified in these influence operations appear that they could be run by a hostile nation. It wouldn't be surprising. We know that, for example, Iran and Russia spend a lot of money trying to influence our politics through these kinds of influence campaigns. But people should realize that it's not just Russia and Iran that is trying to influence you and shift your perception of reality. Almost everything you see on social media, or at least
someone
half,
has a stake in it.
Someone has a stake in it, and there's an influence operation behind it. I mean, that could be, for example, natural gas companies. Companies that sell gas have influence campaigns where they're getting influencers to cook on natural gas. Why? Because they're worried about induction hobs replacing gas stoves. So like, you're always
almost
being
everything
influenced.
Is an influence. Yeah, exactly. And that's the lifeblood of social media right now. It's worth saying as well, actually, for the Panorama, I spoke to Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, because he's commissioned some research for City Hall, so that's like the mayor's office, which suggests that there's been an uptick in this kind of content. I mean, obviously he's interested in the whole London in decline stuff, but a lot of it fits into this wider, much wider remit of just like the West and the UK and Europe in decline. And he said that his team, when doing their research, did find evidence of like Russian or Chinese sort of connections and activity, as well as talking about like MAGA and American influencers and so on. I did find quite a few examples of US-based pages that were pivoting to posting this kind of content. But I think that people always want influence operations to be really simple. Like, oh, it's some baddies in a basement in Moscow, like going, haha, let's make an AI edit of a video of a man in the UK or whatever.
It is kind of that.
It is kind of that, but it's like not just that. It's like really quite eclectic. And I think that the more that we can break down and unpick how this stuff works, the easier it is for all of us to spot it. Even if the influence, like whatever the goal of that influence is, it means that you can inoculate yourself against said influence.
But we also don't know the extent of what Russia, Iran, and China are doing, because it is secretive departments within their governments
who are operating these. Yeah, and lack of transparency from the
company. Exactly. But we do know they're using tens, possibly hundreds of thousands of people on social media influence campaigns. So it is possible that there is some vast campaign out, the influence campaign, that we aren't aware of the size, the nature of it, and it'll be impossible for us to ever figure it out. It's also possible, of course,
that none of them are anything to do with Russia and Iran, and that actually they're just all kind of like pursuing their different political or engagement based aims. And it's possible that it's a combination of all of those things, particularly because any influence operation often looks to exploit existing trends, existing content. So you will often have genuine real people who start this stuff and then it gets hopped on by other profiles and it's easier to disguise themselves. It is worth saying as well that a couple of the accounts I chatted to told me that they were in touch with politicians. They wouldn't specify which ones they'd spoken to, but politicians in sort of Europe, the UK, the US. My main takeaway from doing this panorama and looking into this story is, if you see an account that says it's like Great British Patriots, Great British News, Great British Daily, be really aware that it very well may not be. Look for clues like spelling errors and everything else. Go on Facebook to the transparency bit of the page where you can actually click and see where it's based. Do not be fooled, essentially.
Did you see that Charlie XCX, I love her, but I think this is one of the most annoying things ever.
Do you like her as much as Justin Bieber?
I don't actually like Justin Bieber. That's just a myth that you've been trying to create.
A conspiracy theory.
I do genuinely like Charlie XCX, as does every like hipster within like a 10-mile radius.
By the way, believers, don't worry, he's only joking.
But she released a song on vinyl and Instagram.
Just those two?
Yeah, and then she said, if you want this, rip the audio off Instagram. I do find that a little bit annoying. Like, come on, like...
Are people using it in other places? Because, like, I feel like the main place I encounter new music now is TikTok. It hasn't really migrated there. I haven't come across
it. But just the idea of, like, trying to appeal to the kind of, like, headsy music crowd.
You love vinyl, though.
Release it as an MP3.
Yeah, well, exactly. Everyone could put it on their iPod Nano.
Yeah, but love her, though.
Available. And, it's kind of interesting.
Hopefully it's a troll.
Well, after what we spoke about in terms of, like, the way, you know, this whole industry plant thing and the music industry and people trying to push their music literally everywhere, it's kind of interesting the, like, almost trying to be the antithesis of that, but then actually kind of being part of the same thing because it feels a bit like a marketing campaign to, like, present a certain image of Charlie XCX.
Well, Charlie XCX has solved the problem of industry plantdom. Everything she does is both within and outside of the fake world of social media and marketing. She's like a meta marketing.
Yeah, exactly. But then actually she also is like peak algorithms and Barack Summer and social media while trying to almost be the opposite.
Yeah.
Which is the whole point about authenticity is actually what flies on social media. But could she end up being a victim of her over-authenticity?
And that is what her movie The Moment is about.
And that was an advert paid for. Joking, it was not an advert, obviously. If you are a foreign patriot or an industry plant
or an AI fruit
or whose wife has left human AI
you
fruit,
for an alpha banana or eggplant,
get in touch. The number is
+44 330 123 9480, or you can email us at topcomment@bbc.co.uk.
Bye.